Welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to share different stories about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We got some hilarious and crazy stories that we're going to be sharing here today with our special guest back on another episode. This is Old Man, but we'll do a quick little round table. Everyone introduce themselves, name, year you're born, three millennials, one Gen Xer, and one boomer. Let's roll.
Hey everyone, I'm C. I was born in 87.
PT, 1975.
Bubbles, 1982.
All right.
Old man, 56. You figure out if it's 19 or 1856.
From the looks of it, it's 17.
The way we saw you walking in here.
Yeah, decrepit.
No, just 56 A.D.
Just 56. And I'm your host, D, born in 1984. You know, I was talking with one of my coworkers, and he was saying that one of the things, I forget as a family member or a friend of his, but they want him to feel old, so they refer to things as the late 1900s, like to anything from the 80s or 90s. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, y'all used to listen to that back in the late 1900s, and he's like, fuck off.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Uh-uh. So Zoomers, that's your insult to the rest of us, I suppose.
And they do that. A lot of Zoomers
they'll
do that.
They'll say
like
shit
the
like
kids,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would too if I was their age, because it's hilarious.
When you were in high school?
Back in the 1900s? The late 1900s?
Fuck you.
Like the little one always say, like, was there color back in your day?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it just black and white? I was like,
it's great.
Not that old. We're not in the 50s, 1950s.
Nice try. That's hilarious. So in today's episode, we'll kind of get into this. Let's just jump into it. But basically, I wanted to talk about, like, Christmas is right around the corner. By the time this episode drops, it will be right before Christmas. So I hope all of our listeners out there are having a very Merry Christmas. Also be safe for New Year's right around the corner. But yeah, let's talk about your best gifts, your worst gifts, any crazy gifts. I think that one episode we talked about you blowing up from that one gift.
Oh, yeah, from the jewelry box.
Is that your worst? Because
no,
it actually affected.
It. Well, I mean,
and then
blowing up from
you.
The jewelry box.
So yeah, I had an allergic reaction to a jewelry box that my grandma up in Oregon gave me.
Oh, that's right.
And
I kind of
want to go back on that because so people can kind of get a reference, because we were going to Garden Ridge at the time, which is now at home.
Right.
But the Garden Ridge, it was the one that was out there off of 35.
Oh, the
it
big
was
one.
Far.
Yeah,
it was
that
huge.
That one all the way out there. So, yeah.
Because there's only two in town, right?
But that was, like, the only one for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that was the original one for a long time, and then they made the other one.
But that was a huge son of a bitch.
Yeah, that one's
yeah
big.
It was huge. And I just remember, like, and I am going in the store. I just, like, had, like, these, I felt like all these people were just, like, staring at me.
They were. Dude, you look like a fucking alien.
How old were you?
Probably, like, 10.
I wish
so you
we had a picture.
Got all swollen with the lunch lady arms then, or
lunch lady face. So Garden, I will say this: At Home is way better than Garden Ridge.
No.
Yes.
On
what the really? Yeah. You like Garden Ridge more?
Either
shit,
one
dude.
Of them.
Yeah, good shit.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't go to either.
He doesn't. He's joking. Yeah, no. At Home is way better in terms of what they carry. Because Garden Ridge, I didn't like. I wasn't a fan of. And then also, there was only one Wolf Nursery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or were there two?
I think there was
just one. It was by Selma or something, right? North.
No, the Wolf Nursery was on the San Pedro.
Oh, okay.
I think we had one on the south side.
I thought
dude.
There was one on by Ingram Park Mall.
No.
I think we had one on the south side.
No.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, Google that shit.
No, it's not
oh,
that
yeah,
serious.
They're not in business anymore.
Was this but a nursery for plants?
Yeah. So they would have like Christmas trees
Christmas
and stuff.
Trees, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of them, like good,
yeah,
good trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we went to the, I remember San Pedro inside 410.
What about it?
That's the one your mom would go to.
Oh, to Wolf Nursery?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Inside 410?
Mm-hmm.
They still have one in Fort Worth right now.
Dude, I wish we had a picture of you with your face all blown up and
how she looked. Do you know exactly
yes.
what it was
Photoshop
in the jewelry box?
It was cedar, so I'm sure I had an allergic reaction to cedar.
Oh, shit.
Or maybe
I think it was no. It had to have been a specific type of wood, like a cedar tree or something, because you have never had reactions like that to cedar wood in any other context.
Right.
It was just that one time. something about that particular wood.
Or maybe something from grandma's house. I mean, no telling.
Cat dander. Yeah. Or maybe.
Well, I know there's another allergy too, right? You can't like wear costume jewelry or anything like that.
Yeah. Don't give me fake shit because I'll break out.
Yeah, oh, no, I know what she's getting. Dude, I know what I'm getting for Christmas. Oh, shit. I got a whole bunch of fake shit that looks real.
Wait, I got to return this shit.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're like, hey, put these rings on, put this necklace, put this bracelet and these earrings.
Get the cameras ready.
So like no joke, like if I wear like costume jewelry, like a necklace, like I'll have like all these like dots
like
on my
hives.
Neck.
Uh-huh. Really?
Like just from, yeah.
Dude, and you say I'm sensitive?
Yeah, but my toes don't look like plums after they get bit by ants.
She said plums.
Are they grapes? Are they grapes?
It might as well be plums.
They're grapes. But yeah, dude.
You suck your own toes?
No, bro. You have no idea, man. Like, it sucks being allergic to ant bite, insect bites. It's the worst.
Yeah, I'll never know.
Yeah.
Dude, like a spider bit me on my arm in third grade. And, like, I guess while I was sleeping or whatever, and, dude, my whole arm, like, puffed up. It was all red, and it was real hot to the touch. Like,
I didn't get, like, Spider-Man capabilities?
Nah.
I almost got a tourniquet.
A few years later, a few years later, I was able to shoot skeet, but not, like, Spider-Man.
Oh, my God.
That's gross.
I was throwing out, what's this webbing?
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's what's the webbing in my sock, Mom?
Dad, I'm over here.
Yeah. No, that was a different kind of superpower. But I was, what freaked me out is, okay, remember those books in elementary school? The, like, scary stories?
Yeah, like what would happen?
Yeah, so one of them talks about, like, this person who got... Basically, if spiders laid eggs in their like face or cheek or something, it bust open when they were taking a shower. So I literally thought my arm was like an egg sack of spiders growing underneath the skin.
Oh shit!
And I was just waiting for it to bust open and a bunch of spiders come out.
Baby spiders come out.
Yeah, next time you get bitten, dude, get some garlic, fresh garlic, and rub it on there. It sucks the venom out. Spider bites.
I opened a door to Davey's room one time.
Really?
And, yeah. And I said, hey, son, you need to stop that or you're going to go blind. Dad, I'm over here.
Oh, my God. I think you said that on episode 5. I'm just saying. Yeah, no, it works because one time T, like, he had gotten bit in the arm. Uh-huh. And it wouldn't go away for, like, dude, like 2-3 months. It'd come up and go
really?
Back. And then my aunt from Mexico, she came to visit us. And she said, that's a spider bite. And I'm like...
Okay.
She's like, get garlic.
Put some garlic on
garlic. It sucks
garlic's
out the venom.
Good. And honey.
Yeah, it sucks the venom out.
Nice. So,
is that just spiders or just any insect?
Oh, I don't know. It was a spider bite. I've never tried on anything else. But
do
I know,
you
like, bites.
Throw the garlic away or do you cook it?
You can probably cook
put
it.
Put in food?
Put in the tamales?
Put in the food?
Yeah, put in tamales
with
this fucking
venom?
Band-aid. garlic band-aid type. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you almost bled out when we were fishing one time and you hooked your thumb and
you almost hit
a major artery in your thumb.
Dude, that freaking idiot. Okay, so we're fishing.
Did the old man pass out?
No, I'm surprised he didn't. So we're fishing and...
He was in dad mode.
We're at Copano Bay on the pier. And so one thing you never do or like you learn very quickly not to do is pull the fishing rod down with the leader to bait it because obviously you're putting tension. If it slips... Not good. And that's exactly what I did in this case because I thought I had a good grip on it. So I pulled the leader down. I'm putting a little shrimp
is
on.
Is that a noob move?
It was a noob move. Mm-hmm. And I was not a noob. It was just I was just being lazy and paid the price. And so, of course, my hands are wet and slippery from the shrimp. So it slips. I lose my grip. And a treble hook goes straight through my thumb. And I'm like, oh, no. And they're barbed hooks, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there you go. So
After I stopped laughing, then, okay, we need to take him to the emergency room.
No. So before that, I am like, I tell Grandpa, dude. Okay.
He's ready to cut it out with them.
So you know Grandpa is very much like a...
Man's man.
Macho man. Mm-hmm. So he just grabs my hand.
Tells you, suck it up, buttercup.
Well, like, I wasn't in pain. Like, it didn't hurt. Like, I was just more in shock, but it was in deep. Like, I tried pulling it out and I couldn't. So then Grandpa comes. He's like pushing and twisting this hook in my thumb.
He's not gentle.
And I'm just looking like, dude, really?
So he ripped your artery. Yeah.
So I can feel the tip of the hook scraping my bone on my thumb. And I'm like, damn it. And so he can't get it out either. That's how I know, like, this shit's in there. Dad couldn't get it out. Like, so, all right, now what? So we got to drive to the ER, cut the fishing short for now. So we're driving to the nearest ER, which is in what town?
Aransas Pass.
Okay, Aransas Pass. It was a good drive. And obviously the adrenaline's wearing off. So as we're getting to the emergency room, I can feel my heartbeat, like it's pumping and it's beating, and all the pain is starting to build up now in my thumb and my hand. And I'm like, fuck. So we get into the room, and the physician, I guess, was like, oh my, like, well, we need to make sure you didn't hit any arteries or anything. And I'm just like, major artery, like in my thumb. Like, I was worried about like nerve damage. Like, am I going to lose feeling in my thumb? Or
can't,
like,
shove your thumb up your ass.
Like, I have to amputate it, you know?
Amputate it and be thumbless.
Yeah. So that, I don't know what kind of idiot he was, but they ended up numbing my thumb. He needs to go back to anatomy.
Yeah. He flunked.
Or there's an artery there I just am not aware of. Maybe I'm the idiot.
Yeah, let me Google it.
Yeah, hang on. Major artery. Look for the major artery in your thumb.
Yeah.
So he ends up numbing my thumb, and then he wraps some, it was kind of like a silk, not wire, but like thread.
Mm-hmm.
Like
sure a, wasn't the first hook he's taken out.
Right, yeah, exactly. And he's like holding it, and then he just basically pulled it out like the way it came, you know. And of course the barb ripped some of the flesh. And he cleaned it up, was like, all right, keep it covered, don't get it infected, you're good. Back to fishing we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You went back to fishing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So you had like a big bandage on your thumb?
It wasn't even a big bandage, it was just like a like some gauze and then wrapped over, and that
just
was it.
Just a Band-Aid.
Yeah, but I couldn't really fish that much because obviously I couldn't get it wet. I couldn't put my hand in like the bait bucket, or so I couldn't do as much, but I could still cast with my other hand. And
So you always look like you were... You were hitchhiking.
Yes.
With your thumb up.
Kind of. Well, it didn't have a splint, but yeah, I guess so. Major artery?
There is an artery in the thumb. I don't know if it's major or not.
Can you bleed out from it?
I guess technically you could if it's an artery.
I would.
Yeah, it's talking about the right hand, but yeah, apparently there is, because it says up here too, but it doesn't specifically
say
it's like a main artery, but that's what it's called.
So there is an artery in the thumb.
Yeah, but he made it sound like it was a major
like
artery
a major.
And you're going to bleed out.
I think maybe it might link to a major artery.
Yeah. Well.
Well, whatever.
Still got your thumb, so.
Still got my thumb.
Yeah,
and
you have feeling in your thumb.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, it was cool. I guess it just got in the right spot, but I could definitely feel it scraping my thumb bone. That was an ugly feeling. I guess when I die, like... They might, I guess, if you were to, like, keep my bones, you could probably see the scratches in the bone from that treble hook, is my guess.
I guess if we cremate your ass, we'll be able to check.
Why would we keep your bones?
I don't know. Y'all are,
we'll
fuck, y'all are the fucked up family.
We'll
y'all are the fucked up family. I just,
rip the skin off.
I just assumed y'all would do something like
I've heard of a process where you can take the skin off of bones. I read it somewhere.
Muriatic acid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
With Dahmer.
With
take it easy.
And a with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch.
We're going to take some pictures.
I think it would be cool for y'all to keep my thumb and see if it is like scraped.
I'm good.
Like if
I'm
the
good.
Bone is scraped.
I'm good. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Well, no one's asking you.
I'll do it, dude. I'll shoot right.
See,
your
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you.
Hard pass.
Yeah, pass.
I'll pass, too.
At least they took you to the hospital, dude. My dad used to just fucking, my mom, anytime you got cut or anything, she put spider webs on your shit, bro.
What?
Yeah, spider to stop webs? The bleeding. Yeah, like if you got cut in your finger, like Mexican white cell, you just get like spider webs. And it stopped the bleeding, dude. It would stop the bleeding.
Really?
I better buy me some fucking tarantulas.
Yeah, and you know how they use super glue now? Dude, my dad was using that shit in the fucking 80s, bro, and we'd get fucked up.
I mean, I could produce my own glue and use that. My own spider web.
Yeah.
Try that.
No. Well, if you not get cut same. In your mouth,
oh,
let me know, dude. I got
back
some spider webs.
We're going back to that again.
Yeah.
That nasty shit.
Yeah. If you tear your lip, dude, let me know. I got some spider webs for you.
Oh my gosh. This podcast always goes south fast.
Yeah. Christmas.
Yeah, I was like, what are we supposed to be talking about?
Okay, let's let you lead then. Best gift.
I don't have an answer for that.
Pass.
Really?
Right, pass.
You don't have a favorite Christmas gift that I gave you?
Oh, damn.
What the fuck?
Did you just throw up?
Define you gave me.
You know, bought with your money.
You know, bought with your money.
Bought. I hadn't really thought about it. Nothing stands out right now. But I will say the worst.
Yeah, what's the worst?
Chip clips.
Oh, shit. Chip clips, really?
Why is that the worst?
That's the shit you wear.
You gave her chip clips?
Yeah.
What the hell?
She kept complaining about the bags.
You better than that.
She kept complaining about the chips going stale, so merry fucking Christmas.
Well, you better have chips with them.
No, actually, so go ahead. Share.
I mean, that's it. I got chip clips. I mean, who would be excited, really?
You weren't expecting chip clips.
I honestly, to put it nicely, I'd rather have gotten nothing than chip clips.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh my
I'm with you on that one.
Shots fired.
I don't need chip clips. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
wow. It's a very non-thoughtful type of gift.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, though. You use it all year round.
I think
that's herpes.
Yes, you're right.
Are they being used or are they still in the package?
They are not being used. They're not in the package. They're in our pantry, but they are not being used. And part of that is because
they don't hold the bag well.
Yes, the design of the chip clip that it's designed to do
I
the
think
function.
They're actually chips, right?
They're shaped like Ruffle chips.
Throw that shit out.
Non-functional chip clips.
Yes.
Fuck that are all that chips. Shit.
Mm. Oh my.
Throw it out.
Motto on that sucks for y'all. Sorry.
Dang.
I know I should probably return your gift.
What's she gonna say about ours now?
Damn.
Can anybody top that for a bad gift?
Hey, on the episode we do after Christmas, we'll revisit worst Christmas gift.
Yeah. Come back. Oh.
What? Dude, those look like fucking barrettes you put on. Did I put this on my...
They look like they would close the bag of chips. No?
They don't. They don't hold. So like if the bag is too bulky at the top, it'll just pop off.
Oh, wow. Gotcha. Yeah,
so they don't function very
insane.
Well.
No, those look like little barrettes. Little hair clips.
Yeah.
They're probably hair clips. And
why would you buy that shit?
Honestly, it's one of those like...
I don't know.
It was probably in the clearance section. Oh, this will be a good stocking stuffer, so it's not just a gift card. Because I think you got a gift card.
I did
that
get
was
a
your
gift
main
card.
Gift.
Yes, I did. I did. I wasn't completely...
disappointed.
Right. But I would think maybe in like a white elephant exchange gift, you know, something like that, or a gag gift, or... You know, but not addressed to me.
Because you eat chips all the time. I'm always seeing you eating chips, a bag of chips.
Do I really?
I have somebody.
Oh, sarcasm. I was like, oh, sorry.
I have somebody in mind for these.
Wow. No,
I really
I'm saying because
don't, though.
No, you don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, because I always see you with a bag of chips, but you never have a bag of chips.
Like, I don't know if it was a joke. Like, I don't know if it was.
No, dude, I'm telling you what it is. I don't want to show up with just a gift card, so let me buy something so it's with the gift card. But it was zero effort put into it just to go down an aisle and be like, hey, that's $4. I'll
but
buy that.
But not even like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Like a, I mean, like yeah. a cream. You know what I mean? Those are just
like
generic.
Fucking lotto ticket.
right? Like generic, something like that. Cool. Yeah. I use cream.
I'm pretty picky about your creams.
I use what I have. I don't buy creams.
This shit looks like a duck bill, right? Whack, whack, whack.
So do I have a good idea who it was that got you that?
Yeah. You know exactly who it was.
I knew and I didn't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
No, I pretty much kind of had a feeling, but yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So my issue with that, okay, it's hard for me. You guys know Sweet Pea Moments. It's hard for me because I'm very much aware of fairness and equality. So when there's a very big disparity between what you get and what I get, I'm going to notice it. I probably won't say anything to the person, but I'm definitely like aware. I'm taking note.
That sounds you're very fucked. Exhausting.
This Christmas is our gifts.
It is. You know, in my many years of life, I'm over it. I'm numb to it.
It doesn't sound like you are.
Yeah, it doesn't appear to be.
Numb to it.
I call bullshit on this.
Hey, I lost the receipt, so you're fucked. You got to keep it.
Fucking 20-pack socks? Fuck yeah.
I'm just going to...
I'll take socks.
You can't return the Christmas stuff, right?
I'll just clean. I'll see if I can fit in his socks.
All the way up to your thigh.
I'll just re-oil my firearms again.
Wow. It was all sales final.
All sales final. No, so it's just, and what I mean by that, to be a little more descriptive without just singling this person out completely, is that I see a lot of thought go into a sibling's gift. Yeah. Certain people. Oh, man, that's a fucking cool gift. They really put some effort into it. They wrapped it awesome. They found all this. Or they went above and beyond to get a great gift. And then I get my fucking gift. And it's like zero effort. And so to me, like, I'm very much, I really try and do at least some effort in my gift giving.
Yeah, you because did, to you, me, like, you did the best, you
do.
Bro.
I do,
in
right?
My book, yes. Dude, yeah, you're see? Giving me the best Thank gift you. I've ever gotten. Yeah.
So that's the thing, is it's like, I try to really think, put some thought into it, whether it's something I make or something I found, because that's harder to do, so it means more.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay.
It's always like, you give thought. Like, you buy someone something they want or they need or something they mention. That's why I always pay attention to, like, shit. But
and you guys know that having kids, that's a big part
of, that's what
right?
we do,
getting good gifts for your kids is, because I know mom and dad would do that with us. They would buy stuff for all of us that, like, we didn't even know that.
That you wanted.
I forgot I mentioned that.
No, but I know how you feel, because it's like most of the Christmases, like everyone gets gifts, and then I get, like, a box of candy from a certain person, too.
Yeah, me
and I'm
too.
Like, what the gum. Fuck?
Is that the one? I don't know when that started.
The one on your left.
Yeah.
Yeah, like gum. Like,
I don't know when
a pack
that started.
Of candy or like, and I'm like, oh wow, okay.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, okay, dude.
Yeah, or you get like that box of Twinkies.
It's just, I'm telling you what it is. What it is it's just a, hey, this is a, because I'm pretty sure this person we're referencing doesn't do this for the other family members.
Yeah.
On a different side of the family. Like, I'm pretty sure they're not getting some fucking clearance items and, like, you know?
Of course not.
They're getting all the effort.
She's all the, they used all the money on that time,
So
it does suck.
I'm over it, because now I can just buy whatever the
I'm
fuck
just
I
happy
want,
if I get anything, seriously, like, because, I mean... But
I
do
get
understand.
A gift card that time, so... Well, I went ahead and paid it forward this year, so y'all will...
We're good?
Y'all get a good laugh.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I got some really funny gifts this time, too, for some of y'all.
Fuck.
He's all mad at me. I'm like, what?
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to...
They'll use it.
She's like, I go, what else did you get him?
That's all they're getting. Squatty potty?
I go, what else did you get him? She said, that's all they're getting. And I'm like,
an electric fucking pepper mill.
I'm like, what?
The kind of a white elephant.
Anyway.
I got the perfect white elephant in the house.
Yeah.
I told you the last episode about the white elephant at my work, right? Did I tell you about that? Was that in the pod?
Oh, it was just.
No, we were talking about
it. There was no 1, 2, 3, just whatever.
Yeah, that was.
Numbers.
Yeah. It was like a, you draw a number and you get one gift, no white elephant. I'm like, that's not really white elephant.
It's not fun, dude. It's
stupid. Like, you're just, you better hope you don't pick a shitty gift is what you turned this into. But the funny thing is the, one of the owners got a gift that was, we found out later, purchased using stolen gift cards from that store that they own. So not only did they get gifted something they could just have anytime they want, but the person that bought it ended up getting, I didn't tell you about this.
No.
Dude, this dude bought a white elephant gift, got a cigar, gifted it. It ended up just by chance going to one of the owners, and they were like, really? Like, this is what you're, again, zero effort. What? And then we come to find out that this person was stealing gift cards and buying shit. And that particular gift was bought with a stolen gift card. So they ended up firing the person. But imagine, what? Like, you get a gift that you what hate, the and then fuck? You find out it was from a stolen.
Okay, like, I think that one takes the cake.
Like, that is the worst. Wow.
What?
Yeah.
I think that one beats my chip clips.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was pretty bad.
You can't fix stupid.
Dang, that's crazy. The balls that they have. They that's think they won't get caught.
No, there's no balls. They're just fucking stupid.
Yeah, fucking dumb.
Wow.
Okay, so that was your worst. Okay, who wants to do worst gift?
Me.
Okay, let's hear it.
Socks.
Just is your worst?
Your one word, socks.
No, I got a pair of socks.
That's your worst?
From who?
Mm-hmm. Family.
The one?
No.
Different?
Mm-hmm.
Me?
No.
Okay.
Me?
Oh, God, thank God.
Mm-mm.
No.
So,
yeah.
Was this recent?
It was like a six pair of
socks.
Socks, high water socks, different colors.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Did you get anything
even
else?
Wear those?
Huh?
Do you even wear those? Like, no. High?
Mm-mm. Did you get anything else? Was that like one of many gifts, maybe? But still, just kind of a.
Mm, I don't know if it was one of many.
No, it
gifts.
Was that one year that. Yeah, we got. That's when I got candies. Like, I got candy. I used to always get good stuff, and then I just started getting candy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit! I pissed somebody
this was
off.
Like, this was like what? 5-4 years ago?
No, I'd say about four.
Four.
Okay, so this was years.
Yeah, like like 1920.
But there. Yeah, I'm like.
Wasn't expecting that.
I think maybe like in addition to something else, but maybe just not, you know.
Again, I think.
I kind of want to say that was maybe like the only thing I got though.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that year.
That sucks.
Yeah, because yeah, that's when does. I got like.
Because
a
I remember
box
the said person would always like, would pull a D and be like, "This is all I get."
Right.
Because I have a feeling like this person has
was it
said
a payback?
Something like that.
It was like a payback for something you did.
I don't know.
Yeah, something we did unintentionally. We didn't know we were doing it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That sucks.
It's like when people take it that's why it's like, I don't know, I wish you can just go back to like spending fucking time together, dude. Like no gifts and just spending time together.
I mean
it sucks for the kids, but I mean like the kids obviously, but you know.
Yeah.
Like the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Back in your day.
Yeah.
Well, so sometimes it's cool. I think in your case, it's like unexpected, like not cool. But I know like you get socks, you and your sister. It's like a thing, like with your mom.
Right. So
but
I
you,
get
cute
but
socks.
Yeah.
I actually need socks.
Yeah.
But you probably gave said person something cool.
I don't mind socks. I have a shitload of
right?
socks.
Right.
What?
You probably gave him something cool and then you got that in return.
I couldn't even remember. I mean, if that person normally gets gift cards because I don't know what they like. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. You cannot go wrong with a gift card.
Yeah, I love gift cards. Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like them, but I love gift cards. Like, then buy what you want.
Yeah, I don't mind them.
Cash or gift cards. And then, like, our kids, that's all they have on their list. Gift cards, cash.
Yeah.
They're teenagers.
Or big-ass shit. Everything is over $500.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting cash.
That's why they make two lists. This list for friends and family, and then this for you and Julie, Dad. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
For money bags. Good luck with that. So, I think that this year's going to be interesting just because of the dynamics that have changed, but also thank you, Amazon Vine, because I'm able to get some really good, like, filler gifts.
Dude, it's not going to,
I don't think we're even exchanging, like, with my parents.
I can get them Vine stuff, too. Here, have some, a triple pack of some weird brand.
Hair gel.
Hazelnut spread.
Hazelnut.
You know you would like that gift, right?
If it's Nutella, but if it's not like an off-brand, no.
Well, it's like some. It's like three. So one of them was like a toasted marshmallow hazelnut spread. One was like a. They were cool flavors, but one was crunchy.
Oh, are they like the almond butter ones?
Kind of, but they're.
I think
like
I've seen like. Hazelnut.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it on TikTok.
Don't give me nothing.
And they're like hazelnut.
That would be cool.
Yeah. The problem is they don't arrive till after Christmas, so. No one's getting it except me.
Oh.
Well, PT's got a birthday coming up after Christmas.
Yeah, there you go.
So and hazelnut spread it is.
Why didn't you get him that shampoo you got me for free?
Dude, I get a lot of, it's weird shit for free. Like not one good. Of, like, dude, it was like a gallon of like Windex all-purpose cleaner.
What
I'm like,
fuck?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's not weird.
I was like, sure, I'll take that.
I can take that too.
Tell him about that eye mask you got.
What the fuck?
You got an eye mask?
What do you get?
You wear with cucumbers?
It was one of those.
Hang on, let me go get it.
Yeah. It was one of those that you put in the freezer and
it
freezes,
yeah,
and
freezes.
Then you put it on your eyes. And I'm like, why the hell did you even
That's
get
kinda
that?
Too cold for my eyes.
Did he use has he used it yet?
No. I don't think so.
Fucking noob.
You don't know what he's doing when you're not home.
He probably wears it around the house.
Yeah, for all I know, he has like a face mask and cucumbers.
I've seen those.
The hell?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was going to say, bro. Protect your hose.
That was free?
Yeah.
What?
From Vine.
Shit, they couldn't sell it.
Who the fuck?
It works good at keeping your. Dude, I. So the only reason.
Needs to take a picture.
This needs to be put into context. The reason I got that is because the way the Amazon Vine, oh my gosh, you look like a Ninja Turtle.
No, Batman, you look like an
awkward
like
Ninja Turtle.
You look like a superhero.
What is that? The off. One from Incredibles. What does it look like?
We should make that make that picture the thumbnail for this episode. No, oh my god.
No. Oh my god.
Was that the character?
Friezo, Mr. Friezo. Yeah.
Friezo, yeah.
Oh my god, you look.
You're embarrassing.
It kind of looks like a Gremlins. The way the mask is.
Yeah. So the only reason, to give context is because.
So it wasn't even.
So it was free, but I have to review, I think it was 90, 100 items, 90% of them had to be reviewed. And so the only way I could hit 100 items to review is getting a whole bunch of free crap. And that was one of them.
Stuff.
Yeah, because it's like it's zero taxable income. Like might as well just get a bunch of free crap. So a lot of it's supplements, stuff like that, health stuff. Like,
no, I don't want it. I'm good.
Wear it. It'll get your puffy eyes down.
I've seen that one of those before. Yeah. My puffy eyes, bitch.
Get the puffy out of your eyes.
What about the puffy cheeks?
You won't look so. That's just food deprivation to fix that one.
Puffy in your cheeks.
Whispering eye.
Your whispering eye.
Whispering eye.
Why are we whispering?
So, okay. Yeah, that's a. Socks.
Yeah, socks. Socks. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my worst Christmas gift ever.
I'm trying to, but
I blacked everything out, man.
Yeah, I probably did too.
Totally blacked
yeah, I
out,
probably man. Forgot.
They were so unmemorable.
Yeah.
I mean,
we used to get my mom would make like homemade. She would make them on sewing machine, like pajamas or bathrobes. And we get that shit for Christmas.
That's some Whiskey Tango shit, right?
As
there.
The gift.
As a gift, yeah.
Instead of just any right. time of the year.
Right. Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
I like burning the house down.
Sweet pea.
What did you want? Did you want Jared Joe's instead or what? Lincoln Logs?
Yeah, I did.
So they can wink at you in the middle of the night?
We actually had good Christmases growing up in Whiteyville.
Damn.
One Christmas, nice. We got a train set and the little race car set.
Oh,
man,
shit.
And I'm both going.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if this really qualifies as a Christmas gift, but it was literally right after, so I'm going to chalk it up. So at our wedding, because C and I got married in late December, we must have gotten three or four crock pots as wedding gifts.
Oh, those
and,
are cool.
And here's the thing, crock pot is not, was not, would never be on my wish list, on my gift list, on my registries. No crock pots. Don't need one. Don't want one. Got three of them. Are you fucking kidding me? Worst gift ever. Like, why would you give me a crock pot?
You don't even cook.
That dude, like, I don't make casseroles. I don't make fucking... Like,
you put pot roast in there.
I don't do that.
You don't do pot roast?
I have a slow cooker, but like, I don't need a crock pot.
That evolved from a crock pot.
Crock pots are
slow
ugly.
Cooker the same as a crock pot.
No, it's not.
I have some in my garage. I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Because the one because the one slow cooker, the actual slow cooker that I got is like a legit, like, you could set the it's electronic, it's nice. Like, it's a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Not
crock
like
pot.
A it's Betty Crocker crock pot. Yeah, crock pot. I got a modern
it's
one.
Updated modern.
So I'm like, cool,
pot.
This one out of the four, I'll keep this one. But all these others are.
So
garbage.
What'd you do with them?
I think I regifted them or I exchanged. I looked up stores of where I two were from Walmart, one was from Target. I exchanged them for store credit. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually didn't get a lot of gifts.
Yeah, that sucked, man. Our wedding.
Y'all didn't get
a lot
of gifts?
No, we got chipped.
Cards or anything? Cash?
Cash?
Not a lot.
Some.
We threw a big-ass party for everyone else and got fucked for it.
I would have done stuff different if I could do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might get the opportunity.
Damn. Wow.
If it doesn't work out with this one, I'm done. I'm not doing it again.
It'll work out. Don't worry. It'll work out.
Because of mine, we got a lot of gifts and cards. A lot.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
A lot.
I don't know why that is.
it was Christmas time and everybody was broke ass.
Probably. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It was right after Christmas. Yeah.
Everyone's got to pay their HOA fees for the year.
Thanks for reminding me. I got to pay mine, too.
Yeah, I just mailed mine.
I mean, you don't have to.
Just a friendly reminder, pay your HOAs.
Yeah, in case you forgot, that shit's coming up.
You know, there's a big old like thing going on with our HOA fees.
Do these people get butthurt over $100?
Yeah, it went up $100, and people have been complaining
for the year.
This coming year. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is okay, $100 is a lot of money. That's not what I'm saying. But it's like, dude, you live in these homes, like, $100 shouldn't break you for the year. Like, even if you stagger it out over monthly payment plans or whatever, like $10 a month, $8 a month.
I think you weren't able to make like payments, and then I think now you can.
But they were all like, oh, where's my money?
But they were talking about like some of like the budget items. But the thing is, whenever there's meetings to go over the budget, nobody shows up.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's why they pass whatever the fuck they want.
So you can't really complain.
Yeah,
right.
Time to pay up.
Yeah. Because that happens with my HOA. I see it all the time. Like, because I think last year or the year before, it went up like $5, and everybody was like
bitching
about it.
Yeah, they'll bitch about any amount there.
And they were like, well, I don't mind paying that much as long, you know, it's always the pool maintenance. It's always the pool. Everybody's always concerned about the pool.
That pool sucks, too.
I mean, yeah, because it's always like breaking. They always got to like, they clean it, and then like it gets dirty right away, and they're always bitching about the pool.
Well, man, if the pool guy stopped banging the wives in the neighborhood and start doing his job,
damn!
Wow. Oh wait, that's a different.
Yeah,
that's a different.
That's
movie.
A cable guy.
Is that our neighborhood?
I'm here to put your cable on.
The pool was a big one here, but the crazy thing is they did a whole bunch, and like it's this long ass thread, people bitching, right?
Damn.
And someone was actually explaining, like, well, they fucking did all the cleanup in the back that you guys didn't see or, you know, notice. The pool stuff was done. They put lights in the, like, we have landscaping. They put lights in the middle of the, I guess, the street or whatever, like street lamps. Mm-hmm. They had those installed. There was just all this stuff that was done. And they put up like a basketball court and put a fence up. Like they did all this shit, and then people are like, "Oh, where's the money?"
It's not good enough.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because even like they'll break their balls and be like, "Well, you can go to the meeting and bring it up."
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But nobody does. Nobody goes.
They complain because they don't use any of those, so they don't.
They don't feel they need to pay for it. Yeah. I mean, I get that because I hate paying Northside taxes because I don't have kids. So I don't think I should have to pay that shit. Or at the very least, I should be able to go use their bathrooms and their fucking libraries. Any Northside school.
Do it.
I should be able to go take a shit.
Hey, look at it this way. You're paying what you used.
Yeah, you're paying it now.
You're paying it back.
I guess so. Like, I'd be cool if I could use their gym, use their bathrooms, and use their fucking library.
You can when you go
use
vote.
Use their gym for what?
Just to work out.
Well, you can go to Harlan High School and use a track.
No.
To
I
walk.
Won't.
No.
No, no.
If you don't get mugged.
And then go to the band hall and take a shit.
Yeah, I want to go to the band hall.
Take a shit.
Take a shit in their fucking toilets. Take a shit in someone's sousaphone.
Oh, my God. So what was, do you have a worst? Did you already say it?
Well, so that was like the crockpot thing. I can't really think of a worst Christmas gift. I think probably clothes. Like, I think when that, especially as a teenager or growing up, because I'm very particular about, as we all are, I would think, about like what you would wear or want to wear. So clothing, sometimes I'd get like
your style.
A piece of clothing that is 100% not my style. Like, I don't really wear polos. So if you give me a polo, I'm going to be like, really?
It was your mom's though.
Did you hear the popo?
God damn it.
Although there was one Christmas, dude, my parents nailed it. They gave me, because I was, I would wear a lot of coats, sports coats, suit coats and stuff, because I was working at one of the credit unions here. And one year they gave me an Oscar de la Renta cashmere coat.
Damn.
That thing was legit expensive AF. And I wore it a lot.
We did?
Yep. And what pissed me off is one time I went to a party and this fucking, I'll never forget this asshole. They thought it was funny when they were like opening a ball of ketchup or something. And it like, I think, I'm pretty sure this fucking motherfucker did on purpose. But he like shook it and it was open.
What?
So, like, ketchup got all over my cashmere
coat. What color was it?
Black.
Oh.
And it matted. What? It stained it instantly. You can't clean it because it's cashmere. Like, fucked up my coat, and I was pissed. Shit. And they were, like, getting a kick out of how upset I was. But to me, it wasn't even so much. It was a sentimental factor.
Yeah. Right.
And it was also like, dude, I can't even afford to pay. Like, this is something nice I had that I really valued. And I can't even replace
it. You can't replace it.
And you're fucking laughing. Yeah. Like, they're lucky I didn't carry at the time.
You
I
probably would have like dry cleaners around. Or anything? The dry cleaners?
Yeah, it couldn't. It couldn't.
They
be
couldn't get it out.
No.
What about like, your magic spider webs?
I mean, those stains were already there. It's different when I put the stain on there.
It sucks to aim for your belly button and it goes that high.
Whoops.
Oh my God.
That reminds me of a story. No, oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah.
You don't know how to make Mexican pancakes.
So it just, that was a really shitty moment because it ruined that coat. And I loved that jacket. It was nice.
I mean, for him not to be sad about it makes it worse.
Yeah, like, and he wasn't going to pay for it. And like, that's probably the one thing I hate about like being with some friends of mine sometimes because shit gets broken. And they will never replace it. And even if they could, they wouldn't. But, like, they actually can't. And that's probably the worst part about, you know,
Damn. Them
breaking shit.
So how long did you have the coat?
It must have been...
I don't remember.
It must have been later that the following year because it was cold. Because I would wear it seasonally because it was, you know, for colder weather. So I enjoyed it for the first year after Christmas, and then probably like October, November would have been the next season I would have been wearing it. So somewhere around that time frame.
Okay.
But I had it for
It's
less
not like
than
you had
year.
It for like a month and then...
No, thank God. That would have really sucked.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been pissed.
Best gift ever, though, was probably my bass amp. Like, because all the family pitched in to buy a really nice PV bass amp for when I was playing with my band. It was a huge stack, like big ass amp. Yeah, so that was probably my favorite Christmas gift because I wasn't expecting it. And then they like to like do big grandiose like reveals on some presents sometimes, so it was cool. Yeah,
really sweet.
Damn,
everyone knows that. Got a good baseline too.
I'm still trying to think like the worst gift I gotten.
Yeah, it's funny how you would think it would be so like in your mind, but I guess it doesn't matter as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But don't let that fool you out there, listeners. That does not give you the green light to give shitty gifts. You should always give good gifts.
Yeah, like,
just because we can't remember.
I've gotten a lot of good gifts, but
yeah, I've gotten a lot of good. I guess one of the like weird. It wasn't a bad gift, but it was a weird gift, like a CD player in 2019. And
sorry,
it's not
I'm
even
sorry,
yeah, it's not even like a badass one. It's just like one of those ones you see like
Iowa.
No, dude, I didn't.
Not from an estate sale.
No, it's like one of those ones you see at a truck stop.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like one of those like you like see a, it at, like a truck stop. You get it with like trucker points.
Like a portable CD player?
No, it was like a shelf top, like
with speakers.
Yeah, I had like the little mini speakers. It's the one that was like that sits like a, you know what I mean. You open it and it like it stands up. Yeah,
it's almost like it's like someone got that with their buddy bucks.
Yeah, no, like, I was just yeah. It was like 2019. Like, who needs a CD player in like 2019?
Yeah, that's a pretty shitty gift.
Yeah,
that's like a free promo.
Exactly.
That like, I'm
just
gifting
had laying
you.
Around. Yeah. Oh look, let's just give him that. Yeah.
That's some white elephant
shit. Oh, so that's your worst gift. Actually liked it.
No, the one of the weirder gifts. I guess I don't have a bad one, but
that sounds like a bad gift.
Yeah, that's a bad
gift. Yeah, that's a bad gift.
But yeah, like socks. We got socks. I mean, but then we were poor, so getting socks and underwear was fun for me. So like for years, my mom had a tradition where she would give me and my brother underwear for our birthday every year.
Same here. Because I wouldn't buy underwear. Stuff like that on my own.
Yeah. Right.
So like by the time Christmas came around, I actually needed it.
Yeah. Because I told my mom, she's like, do you need underwear? I'm like, I use like the expensive Champion, like the like 5-pack for like $60. She's like, oh no, they don't have those at Walmart. No, they don't. Yeah, and then probably like one of the, well, not the, well, I guess the best gift I ever gotten was like when I was a kid and we got the He-Man castle. We got the castle and all these He-Man, but then the other one was like the AR-15. That was probably like my favorite gift.
Dang. Yeah, that's what's up.
Because it was like a total surprise. Like, what the fuck? I like shit my pants. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you guys have done a lot, like, for us, you know, pick up tabs, mm-hmm. do so. I honestly, I was just like, I want to get, you know, you guys something nice. Yeah. You specifically, like, so.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, I just, you know, I can do it now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't mind, like, you know, I don't mind picking up, like, it's just, if I can, I can, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was probably, like, the best gift.
Hell yeah.
Surprised the shit out of me. I wanted to cry, bro. If I wasn't a macho man, I would have fucking been crying in the kitchen.
Just cry. No judgment.
Yeah, you can do it now. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I think I was buzzing, too. Yeah. I think I was buzzing, too.
Let me get my phone so we can record it.
You did that. Hey, no, don't do that. Instead of being like, ah, you were like, ah.
I'm not crying. You are. It's a stupid thing they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think got something in my eye.
Yeah.
So there was one Christmas where it was just a really good Christmas because it was the year, it must have been seventh grade Christmas, I think, seventh or eighth. But it was the same year I got the Spice Girls album and immediately threw away the case and just was looking at the picture booklet. I didn't care about the music. But I ended up liking that album. But anyway, that Christmas in particular, because I got that album, I got the Smashing Pumpkins Pisces Iscariot album, which was legit because I didn't even ask for that. And I think they bought it just because they knew I liked the Pumpkins. It was from my aunt and uncle. And I ended up really loving that album. And it was the year we got a bunch of games, like N64 games. We got Automobili Lamborghini for N64. I think we got Donkey Kong Country or Donkey Kong 64. And it was like a legit Christmas because we just got so many cool gifts and it was all, I think we also got stereos. Maybe that was a year after, but I think we got like our own boom boxes for our rooms. Mm-hmm. Badass.
Yeah. So there was one Christmas. It had to be, early 90. And we didn't have much money for Christmas that year. And actually we went to like JCPenney's like the day before Christmas. And, you know, it's because it's like slim pickings, whatever's left there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we got, y'all had some pretty cool gifts. And that's the year that y'all got the little race car thing that played on, projected onto the wall.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good memories on that one.
So it turned out pretty good.
The one that I really liked was y'all had gotten me the colorized Game Boy.
Oh yeah, Game Boy Color.
The color Game Boy.
Oh
or
shit,
Game Boy Color. Yeah, that was really cool.
It was purple, right?
I think I still have it.
Mm-hmm. I still have my best Christmas present.
What's that?
It was Christmas in July.
Hell yeah!
It was Christmas for the next 50 years, birthdays for the next 50 years, anniversaries for the next 50 years, mm-hmm. any kind of celebration. When we got the 2008 Dodge Challenger.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, super cool.
That thing had, it's a very long 15 minutes of fame. Like, they just weren't out in the streets at the car shows. It was badass.
Yeah, we'd pull up to put gas in and everybody would just hover to the car.
Yep.
Actually, some people wanted to sit in it. It's like, no, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-mm.
Or like them driving it the long way. Like you go for, you know, get the inspection sticker or something.
Yeah, I need a gift like that this year.
I'll take two of those, please.
I'll take two.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny. I was surprised when it caused any car wrecks, you know, because you drive by people and you'd see them in your mirror and they'd be looking back at, and what the hell just went by?
Yeah. Rubbernecking.
Yeah, it was good.
That's cool. But
yeah, that was the best ever.
When did things change financially for y'all as far as, like, Christmas gifts? Because I know y'all struggled, and y'all always did a really good job of getting us stuff, I got to say. Like,
When we were both working and rolling into bucks, that would have been probably about the same time as the Challenger, mid-2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, we grew up poor, too, but we never knew.
Yeah.
Like, we were poor because my parents, like, always got us shit, like... You know, they were like real good about
it. You didn't really feel it.
Yeah, like they would get us Transformers because, you know, we would tell my mom, or like G.I. Joe's. So we'd go to fucking Kmart, we'd always be playing with them, you know?
Yeah.
So she always knew. So that's why that one time she got us like the the He-Man Castle, the skull. The skull. Cool. Yeah. And like,
yeah. All we these made He-Man sure y'all stuff. Had a good yeah. Christmas versus we would postpone ours.
Yeah.
Dang. Sorry you had to do that.
Yeah. We do that.
Yeah.
Well, I do that.
No comment.
I don't do that no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I pretty much have Christmas all year.
Yeah, every day's Christmas for you, bitch.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I really miss those memories. I think that's the biggest, like, I enjoy that, looking back on it.
You remember we'd go to the in-laws, so all the relatives would be there, the aunts, the uncles, and man, everybody would unload their cars with
shit.
Oh,
yeah.
God,
we have some photos, like pictures of the Christmas tree.
You can't even see the tree.
Yeah. And it'd be like piled all along the side. Because it would be, okay, at peak it was what, 14, 15 family members, everyone buying gifts for everyone. And I know you said like your family would usually do like you drew a name and you bought a gift for that one.
Yeah, we did that as adults too. But like, as kids, it was too big. Yeah, but no, but as kids, that's what I was telling her, like, it was like my mom's family, and she had like brothers and sisters, like ton. And it's like my grandma's whole fucking living room would be full of gifts when we were kids. You know? Up until when we became like maybe like 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
11, 12. But before that, like we'd all, like they'd always kill a pig in Christmas. And like it was crazy, but yeah. Like, I missed the time. Yeah.
Have a big
and you'd
feast.
Be like just passing out gifts, and you would get like 10, 15, 20 gifts.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
For us, it would be, we would draw names. And then for the kids, you know, sometimes you would get something from this aunt and uncle, and the next year you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it just wasn't consistent. Yeah, there's just too many of us.
Like
to,
us too, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know. What sucked is, like, seeing all your cousins. I told her, like, that's why I'm really, like, weirded out about that. Because I remember as a kid not getting gifts. Like,
right.
My cousins
like
would be getting fucking gifts.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, just sitting there. And then I would tell her earlier, we're talking about, like, my dad, you know, he'd be drinking. And he'd, like, see me and my brother all sad. And he'd be like, come here, Mio. And he'd like, come here. He would start talking to us, you know, like kind of distracting us while they're giving presents. And it's like, oh, they bring us one present compared to like my fucking cousin to get like 15. I hated her fucking cunt. Anyway.
Shit.
Yeah, now she's fucking divorced 8 times. I don't know. She's a fucking horror.
I think that's the thing, though, is because I had a friend that was the same way. This guy, his dad was a counselor, and his mom was a teacher, and spoiled, like, you know, him and he had a younger sister, and they would give him everything. So everything cool you could think of for Christmas or like that was out at the time for his birthday, like he would get all of it. He'd get the newest game systems, all the games, all the cool toys, just fucking everything. And I remember, like, now I'm looking back and it's like, yeah, it's like a temporary happiness thing, but bro, like, now I can buy whatever the fuck I want. Well, not whatever, but I could, like, pretty much do whatever I want and have the resources to do it, and he's, like, struggling, like, you know? Not that I want that for anybody, but I'm just saying, like, getting it early didn't, like, it wasn't as important as I thought it was then. Looking back at it now, like, it really didn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Like,
That's why I buy everything I fucking want now. Well, sometimes. It's hard sometimes. I still have that mentality because, like, we were poor and broke, and I don't ever want to be like that. Like, I don't want my kids to go through what I went through, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm a tight ass sometimes. But
that kind of had
time we spoil each other.
Well, and that kind of had an impact on you wanting to be independent on your own because you couldn't get the stuff that you wanted.
Right, because I would make my Christmas list, and then it's kind of like, okay, well, sometimes I wouldn't get anything on it. You know, so after a while, it's like you're just thankful for what you get.
Yeah, just like, oh, I got a gift, cool. You know, like,
right.
Yeah, that's what. Well,
and then you were like, I'm gonna become, you know, I'm gonna work hard so I can just buy whatever I want.
Yeah, so I can just buy whatever I want
instead of waiting to get it.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird, like being poor, well, but I don't know, because I know a lot of poor people that just stay fucking poor. Like they're not ambitious. Like,
I think it's individual.
I always want better for myself. Like I always wanna, you know what I mean.
That's the key.
Yeah, and it's like, at this point in my life, like, I make pretty good money with no, like, college.
Cool.
Like, I make more money than, like, a lot of my friends do that have college degrees and just...
It's a mindset thing.
Yeah, it's just and always wanting it.
And it's individual.
There's different paths, too, that you can take to it.
I was just telling her about some drama that was going down with someone that has a lot of money comes from money. And it's like, dude, money can't buy you.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Like, dude,
it's just different problems.
Yeah, I told her, dude, I've been, you know, those times in my life where, like, I've done a lot of bad shit and I've seen so much money, dude. Like, I've seen millions of dollars in my life. And mm-hmm. it's like, I vow to never let money change me. Like, I mean, it'd be nice to have, don't get me wrong. But sure. I would never, like.
It just gets you access to yeah. different experiences, yeah. but the same problems everyone's got the same problem, shit.
More money, more problems. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
different
yeah.
versions
yeah.
of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it just multiplies the yeah. problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. it's weird, but, I mean, I just want, you know, just being content, dude. Just not struggling, that's the key to life, dude. Yeah. It's just.
I also miss the kids being younger, because I feel yeah. like. It was easier to really yep. impress yep. them with your gift giving,
yep.
and now it's harder to get a reaction.
We saw the yeah. list. Look at the Christmas list.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what just it's. Yeah. I get it because I was the same way as a
yeah.
teenager,
right? Yeah.
But I miss when like, oh man, they're gonna love this, and
yeah.
they would,
and they
all
would
excited.
Open it. Oh my god! Yeah.
Well, that's yeah. like when y'all were smaller. I mean, $100, we could buy a whole shitload of gifts.
Hell
you
yeah.
get a lot of gifts for $100.
Yeah. yeah.
And then you got older, and it's like, yeah. oh, shit, yeah. we can't even buy half a gift.
Yeah,
for
$100. You try to buy like 3 or 4 gifts, and it's like fucking $300 each. When you're a kid, you can get like
you can get a whole
all
shitload
kinds
of
shit of for
shit.
Like $100.
Yeah, now you need $2,000 per kid.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
well, yeah, with the little ones' Christmas list, I was going through her list, and I was just like, okay, so look on Google it or whatever. $109. What the?
Yeah.
The next one, look it up. $59. What mm-hmm. the?
Yeah.
Like Jesus is.
And some of those
has?
Jewelry selections, I was like, I don't even consider this stuff for me. But let me go ahead and Google it anyway to see how much it is. mm-hmm. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. got all kinds of shit on mm-hmm. there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to dream. I get it. I probably did the same damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we never made lists. Growing up, my parents, we just got whatever the fuck they gave us. But a lot of times, like I said, my mom paid attention to what we would mm-hmm. play with.
Yeah.
Or like when friends would come over. Like I remember one time my friend had all these G.I. Joes and she knew, I think I was about 8 or 9, I mm-hmm. think, like 9 or 10. I don't remember. My friend Rudy had, my best friend at the time, he had all these G.I. Joes and she'd always go drop me off. And I remember one time she picked me up and she's like, what are y'all playing with? Like, he had a lot of them. Like, they're G.I. Joes. And then, like, that Christmas she got me, like a case and all that. Yeah, and I remember that. So, yeah. But we never, I don't think we ever did list. I don't think we did.
I think your mom would always get the short end of the stick because she'd put a lot of thought into the gifts. She'd do a lot of shopping. Mm-hmm. And of course, she didn't expect anything in return.
Yeah.
But when it came to when she was opening her gifts, she got a lot of shitty gifts, man.
Yeah, trust me.
There's a lot of gifts that... They're still there that she never opened or used.
Well, this year I'm avenging her, so.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Y'all better film that shit.
Yeah.
Avenge me! Avenge me!
Got you back, Mom. I got you on this one.
Yeah, it was always disappointing. And I know how Mom would feel. And that's funny because I would get upset and then she'd tell me not to get upset. And I'm like, you got fucked over too. Like, why aren't you? You should be as mad as I am.
She wasn't mad.
Yeah, that's the difference. Mad. That's the difference between her generation and mine. Nah, I'm fucking bitter.
Fuck this. Let me set the table.
I have a recording of her opening up one of our presents.
Which one?
When we got her the Kate Spade. Purse.
Oh, yeah.
The black one.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have her on video one. Crying. Like, she was
she
was
yeah.
so beautiful.
I remember we were talking one time.
Yeah.
We were talking about her purse fetish, and I think I had just bought her, like, a purse, and then she had said something about, oh, yeah, that's nice. I would like, blah, blah, blah. So then mm-hmm. When we were doing our shopping, I said, hey, I'm going to buy your mom a Kate Spade purse, like a nice mm-hmm. one. She's like, so then I think you picked it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was like, what is your mom like? And she's like, well, I don't know. I was like, just get her whatever, like whatever you think, like don't matter what it costs. Like, you know, because they were always giving, like they've always been, since I came into the family, like that,
right.
like, you know, the old man and your mom, like they always accepted my kids and they've always included them. They've never excluded them, you know, like other people have. But, you know, you guys too, you know, you love my kids. And
yeah, that's how we were brought up.
You know, yeah, it's like you've always included them, so it's like they always gave, so I'm like, let's give her that. And I remember, I forgot about that. You have the video.
I have a video.
And she would only use it for a special occasion.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, I'm like, where's your purse?
Yeah.
Well, she was picky about purses too. The straps had to be certain.
Yeah, yeah,
length.
And that's why. Yeah, she picked out like
a button,
yeah, yeah,
and had to snap open. Yeah, and,
yeah. Because I asked her like, why, "Where's the purse?" She's like, "I don't want to mess." I go, "Mess it up, buy another one." What the fuck? Like,
so that is one thing I will say that I've had to kind of change because I'm in a similar way of like I want to keep things as pristine as possible, but really use your nicest stuff all the time.
Yeah,
because life is short.
Yep.
And I feel like that's a lesson I've learned. Yep. It's like, man, she should have used it every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
I would always tell her, dude. Mm-hmm. I would always tell her like use it because
yeah,
she's like, no, it's gonna get right. She would always say it's gonna get scratched up and blah blah blah. I go, I just buy another. Look at all the fucking purses I buy her. Like, yeah, look at that shit. She's like, I know. Look at all that. Like, damn, the whole damn closet's full. Like,
you gotta use that stuff. It's like we bought that silverware for like, it was just gonna be the nice silverware, yeah, for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. And I was watching this guy on a video, and he was talking about like use, yeah, all your nicest
fuck
stuff
it
every day.
Fuck it.
And I did, busted it out, threw out all the old shit,
and
I'm so
glad. You know what?
So
they're
glad.
Hard to wash. Those little handles are so skinny.
Yeah,
it hurts
doesn't
my
matter.
Fingers.
Worth it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's okay. I'll wash them.
Yeah.
But it is true, dude. Like, yeah, enjoy life, dude. Like, fuck,
because otherwise,
dude,
otherwise, you know what happens? Especially in y'all's business, it gets sold in, yeah, some estate sale, yeah, after you die.
It's and you know,
and
what?
You never
like
used
30
it.
$30, but
and the
it's
kid,
worth,
yeah,
like 150.
The client, like the kids. Like, they don't want that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, our generation, dude, our kids aren't going to want none of our shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never know. They might want that record, man, collection.
Shit, they, oh, dude, that one, yeah, that one, they're good.
There's already a plan
for that.
For that.
Yeah, I would be so, yeah, pissed if y'all put all this shit in an estate. I would rather you burn our furniture than sell it for $100.
I'm going to have everything in my house priced, so all you have to do is just
open it up. Put
it be priced organized.
Just open the door.
You can have the signs in your garage.
Yeah.
I remember the first Christmas we had with your mom. I brought her a sweater. It was a nice sweater. Beautiful. I thought it was really nice.
You thought.
And
first mistake.
Goes, yeah.
Yeah. She goes, yeah, no, don't buy me any clothes.
Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, women want fucking jewelry. I learned that shit as a see my mom
and
my dad. Yeah.
Don't buy any household appliances.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That, yeah, my mom would tell my dad that. Yeah. Yeah.
Toaster is not a good Christmas present.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that one time my refrigerator went out. Like, I don't know how old we were, but it was around the holidays, and my dad bought my mom like this refrigerator, and she was so happy. And then I think Christmas came around. My dad would always get her jewelry. Like, my mom loves jewelry, gold and shit. And he didn't buy her shit, and she was so mad. Like, what the fuck? And he was like, "Hey, the fucking refrigerator cost me, you know, in the fucking '80s, like $500." And she was so mad, dude. Like,
yeah,
nah.
Should at least put a bow on the shit.
Yeah, he was like, she was like, "We need that shit. What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Oh, he's fucking drinking his beer." Like, yeah,
yeah. Well, we had done something. So, like, so C's parents are very like easy. They don't want a lot of lavish stuff. That's just not their style. And I bought her mom, or we brought her mom, a Le Creuset Dutch oven. Like, and I don't think she's used it maybe once.
No, we've bought her a lot of
nice. Like, to me, I'm like, let me upgrade
like
your mom's.
Cookware,
yeah,
you know
cookware,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
let me upgrade her pots and pans.
She still uses her old shit.
Yeah, that's just, man. It's just
I
moms,
use
you
mine,
know,
the one
yeah.
you got me. Oh, I love it.
It's awesome.
Oh, man.
The red one?
No, the white one.
Oh, yeah, the white one. Oh, yeah, yeah, dude.
Dude, that thing is like, okay, literally. You could hand that down to O or little one, mm-hmm. like it will last that long.
Yeah.
You take care of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're just diehard pieces of cookware.
Yeah,
because to me, like that's the kind of stuff where it's like buy once, cry once, versus you buy something that works for a little bit, it starts to chip or peel or you know, like it just gets handle breaks. Dude, this shit will last you a lifetime.
But like old school, just like my parents, like I bought my mom. I used to buy her shit like that, mm-hmm. and like even now, like.
There's
I mean,
something about
parents,
it, right?
Yeah, they're just like, they don't, she won't use, like,
right.
she'll use her old pots and her old
like,
shit
no.
and, like,
if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, like,
you know,
I've been using this for 30 years. Like, what the hell?
We did finally upgrade their fridge.
Yeah.
They needed it bad.
They really did. So we pitched in with my sister and my brother-in-law.
Nice.
And,
that's a good gift.
Yeah.
Because they, well, dude, like, they needed it and. I'm just
so
like,
in their eyes, so their fridge went out and some like another family member was getting rid of their fridge.
Gave them theirs.
They took it in. So this fridge would
down.
Leak.
Oh,
so they would still use it, but they would just put like towels like
yeah,
to dry
yeah.
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So there was like towels by this refrigerator.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Well,
except
to them,
that,
nothing. Yeah. But we ended up getting them a new one. Because I'm like, your refrigerator should not leak. I'm sorry.
Well, and my thinking too was I was like, you know, your parents are so nice. They do a lot for their family that lives down there in the valley. Like, let's just get them a fucking fridge that doesn't leak.
I
know they don't mind it, but I feel like they probably do a little bit. So let's just get them an ice fridge that ain't going to leak and they could just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be one convenience they could have, not
less
to mess
than like
with.
Another 10, 20 years.
Yeah, like.
I feel like we kind of had to convince them a little bit too.
We did.
Cause they were like, "This fridge works."
Yeah, because they're humble, like your dad. I mean, I think I've met your mom, but not really interacted with. But your dad's like amazing. Like he's just a humble man. Like he's just a great humble man. Like he's like, you know, like my parents. You know, they don't. I'm good with that. You know.
Yeah. They probably thought of it as like you could spend that money on something else, and I'm like, no. We do spend our money on other stuff.
They don't want you to go out of your way.
Like this is for you.
Yeah. You got to do that every once in a while, man.
But I know with our family, we would, so for Christmas, it was really cute because we were young kids, you know, preteens, and my mom and my grandma would always like give us like $50 to $100 to buy gifts for all of our aunts and uncles and family members.
Oh, damn.
And so that was really sweet because we would go shopping with them and we'd buy little, you know,
little things here and
like
there.
The little, I don't know.
It taught us to budget money too.
Box of Twinkies.
No, but like, you know how they'd have the little sampler packs of like cocoa or.
Yeah.
Summer sausage.
I feel like stuff like that, though, it means a lot.
I know who got that. No, they would have like the little mug. Remember the mugs, and then have like the cocoa in there, and then they would wrap them. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I feel like something like that coming from y'all when you're, you know, a little like younger.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Yeah, it means a lot.
You know,
more.
Like I have that frame that little one gave me where it says Aunt and me, and I put like the picture.
Yeah.
It's at my work. Like it's on my desk.
Yeah. That's cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the best gifts.
Yeah, and then, like, our kids are already growing up, dude. It's weird. Like, they're all teenagers. And
I mean, but it's like, I know for me, since we don't have kids, right, like, it pretty much is all going to go to the nieces and nephews.
Yeah, we're going to be lonely AF later.
We are.
No, you're not, man.
But whatever. I mean, it's just...
I'm sure that the kids will take care of y'all.
I'm sure they would. Better, they don't have to.
What about me?
I'll take care of you, Daddy.
Actually, this week. Actually, I was gonna say this weekend I have a booking at Patriot Heights for you to give a tour.
I told you, let's move to Vegas.
So you want to blow all your inheritance on Patriot Heights? Okay.
No, but I do kind of think in my mind. I'm constantly thinking like the long term of okay, these are things I'm gonna leave to the kids. You know. Hey, I'm buying this now, but the kids will like it. I think that's.
I don't really have a lot of stuff, so just sell my stuff and split the money.
We can sign a contract before we leave.
Percentages and shit.
We have an opening in January.
our year's full.
Jeez,
it's open.
Like to think at least we get another 20, 30 years.
20 or 30 days.
Shit.
Hey, D has a lot of stuff that you could probably make more money off of him.
Well, a lot of his
I'll tell you this.
A lot of his shit I'm keeping.
I'll tell you this. Yeah, there ain't no fucking fake watches in this collection.
We'll see.
But he fooled us for so long.
Motherfucker, fuck him. Find all the double-headed dildos under your bed, on your side.
Oh, gosh.
Really?
All with bite marks. No, not yours, dude. His.
They're all. That's weird. The ones with the most use are the largers.
Yeah, why are the large ones all worn out and they got bite marks around the shaft? I don't know.
Gross.
Yeah. No, it's I mean, Christmas. But you know what? Like, I was brought up, like, Christmas is a time. Like, I was telling her, like, go back to the time where, like, just being together. Like, let's just, we're going to go see family.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be together, have dinner,
do
talk,
a movie
bullshit.
Night or something.
Yeah. Bullshit, hang out, play game. We always play Loteria, like, on Christmas.
Yeah.
We always did that.
I mean, that was always the most fun part of it.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost like
the
build up. The talent shows. Yeah. We should talk about that. But the build up to me was always so much more exciting.
Yeah.
Like, then once it's all done, you got your gifts, like, that dies off.
Yeah.
But, like, the memories of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When did that start? Talent shows.
98? 90s.
95.
Because you after guys Robert, you were still young, probably preteens when it started.
So like late, yeah. So probably like mid 90s. Late 90s.
Robert wasn't a part of it.
No.
Because Robert passed in 93.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So probably like late 90s.
I would say late 90s.
Yeah, because we were, it was when I played the accordion and also that my, I think I did my saxophone 1 year. So that was probably like middle school into high school. Yeah.
Well, the talent shows were, that was too much pressure trying to come up with some kind of a fucking act, man.
I think
so
it was cool.
Would
it
everybody
changed.
Do it or just.
Yeah. Oh, everyone.
Oh, everybody?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was mandatory. Yeah.
There was no.
Yeah, grandma made it mandatory.
Oh, wow.
But goddamn, we'd be there. We'd eat, we'd do the talent show, and then open, what,
presents.
400 presents?
Till 1 in the morning.
God, start damn. Midnight, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That we shit would, took forever.
But it was cool because the talent show could be literally anything, like, you know, sing, dance, play
magic
an instrument,
tricks,
magic
play
tricks,
game.
Play a game. Wow. And they were so much fun because one of my uncles, he did some really cool magic tricks. Like, he practiced. They were, like, really badass. I'm like, dang, that's cool. And then my grandmother would always read stories from her journal.
Oh,
so she would write, and so that would be her little thing. I think the only one exempt was Grandpa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Head of the household.
Oh,
he
so
did,
that was a good stuff.
He got a freebie.
I experienced all the watered down shit.
Yeah.
Everybody playing games and like
yeah.
stupid fucking games.
No, you missed all the like.
We did the Grinch with the dog one
oh,
time.
Oh, with the dog.
Yeah, Macho. Yeah, it was badass.
And then 1 year your mom was the MC.
Yep.
Yeah. She put her teacher cap on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The MC.
It was fun. Even some of the games were pretty cool. Like when that started.
Yeah.
They were pretty fun.
Yeah, I ordered some Loteria today.
Nice.
So you could play.
Do you have mine?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them?
Yeah.
The millennial one?
Yeah, no, I ordered the old school one.
What is it called?
That shit.
All the different ones are hilarious.
La Chichona.
La Chichona.
La Chichona.
Órale.
La Nalguana.
Instead of the borracho.
Her name's Bubbles.
Instead of the borracho, it's like, what is it, El Hipster?
Yes, it's stupid.
El Hipster.
I'm trying to think, like I'm still trying to think, like, the worst gift I ever got.
Still?
I'm sure I got some
pretty
shit.
Pretty sure that CD player was it.
Dude, mm-hmm. I think that was it. Because you
pretty
can just
bad.
Tell, yeah. It's like, it's 2019, you give me a fucking CD player. I have an iPhone with a terabyte. The fuck? Yeah.
I think that's really good that you can't really think of that.
I mean,
like
I'm
a
sure
bad
I
gift,
did.
You know?
It's like someone giving you fucking spatulas.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so hard to buy for like old people because they get fucking everything.
Like, my mom.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give her
grandma,
money to
grandpa,
go to the bingo. Yeah.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Everything.
Like,
I tell you one thing, y'all are all getting cigars. That's for damn sure.
Shit.
Oh, can I blow smoke out of my ass?
Do whatever you want.
Can you blow smoke into my ass?
Hotbox that ass.
Well, I don't want it out my ass. I want it in my ass, dude. Get some pleasure that.
No, oh my God.
But yeah, it's.
Any of the cigars come with batteries?
Yeah, hey, they actually sell one. It's called the Lunatic. I think it's a 8x80 or 7x70. No.
Oh.
But like,
that's called a bob.
So like a regular cigar would be like 5 1/4 inch by like a 46 to 48, maybe 54 ring gauge.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It has to do with how thick it is.
Cut or uncut?
Uncut. Cut starts off uncut, ends up cut.
But uncut.
Cut but uncut. And then there's like a 6x60, which is a larger cigar. And then they get, some of them are pretty big, like long and fat cigars. And they have some that are like 8x80.
Is that why you got
like
stretch marks on?
Yeah, dude. That's why there's terrible. You want to know how I got these scars?
You know where I got these scars from, son? I used to smoke these big fat cigars. You fucking funny.
And there's one guy, he comes in and he buys these fat things called JFR Lunatics, and I just think,
dude, he's not smoking them.
Yeah,
he's doing a fucking Monica Lewinsky bullshit,
dude. He's just there.
Doing a Bill Clinton with that shit, dude.
I'm like, bro, you don't have to wet that cigar that much, bro. Like, like it's a fucking big ass lipstick.
And he doesn't even gag.
Like, no sound.
Oh, got good gag reflex.
He's just like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Why does it take that motherfucker so long to light that thing?
Yo, excuse me, you got a sister?
He's just sitting there.
What's
mouthing
your sister's
it.
Name?
He's just sitting there mouthing it for an hour.
Damn. That's fucking
hey,
hilarious.
So did grandma give me the holiday Barbies Or were they from
us?
Family. Us. From y'all? Even the Debbie, Little Debbie one?
Little Debbie would have been my mom.
Yeah.
But no, we gave you the Barbies.
The holiday Barbie?
Yeah, we actually brought those.
I still have them.
Yeah, I have them on eBay right now.
Wait, what? Yeah, I'm about to snipe the bid here.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Yeah, but it, being a kid, dude, it's just, it was so magical. No matter what you got or how many presents you got, just like looking forward to it, dude. Just like the week of, like,
hell yeah.
Just looking forward to it. I was like, you better fucking go to sleep. You're not going to get shit. My dad would always tell us, dude. And
dude, so hard.
He'd be like, and me and my brother would be like, I'd be like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Listening for Santa.
Yeah.
Or Bubbles would get the cool stuff. And I remember playing Mall Madness and.
Oh yeah,
Xandar.
We were playing the game all night. Yeah, we heard that.
Barbies. What was it? What was the other one? What was it? It had all the boys in it.
Oh yeah, we.
And we would have to call, and Dad would be calling. The Mall
what?
It wasn't Mall Madness. It was with the boys.
The date, yeah.
It was a dating one.
Yes. The date. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh. And they would have like.
Bruce,
all
are
these...
you available tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, you were a good sport about that.
What was it? It was something phone.
Dream phone.
Dream phone?
Dream phone.
Dream phone. Oh, yeah. He's so dreamy.
Oh, yeah, like those dating ones? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're going out with Todd again?
What about me?
Then your mom would stick her head in the room. What?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, yep, yeah.
I remember those.
Oh, God.
Lane.
It was great.
Yeah, like, I remember we got the Atari, dude. The 80s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my dad got us that. I don't know where I know he stole it from somewhere. He got us that shit, dude. Like, where the fuck you know about Atari? He said he heard us talking about it. So, I remember getting that.
That's hilarious, dude. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think the video games were an issue with them being single player.
Yeah,
there were some cool games we wanted.
The early ones, yeah.
But they stopped buying us single player games because we'd always fight.
You'd be fighting, yeah. We would too.
Put time limits on, 15 minute
timers.
Yeah, until what Nintendo came out, right?
No, they had one player games. Same with renting games, like not even just Christmas, but like anytime we go to Blockbuster.
Oh yeah, just anytime it was just a one player game, yeah.
HEB,
we would rent games.
We'd have to get two player games.
Yeah.
You remember Metroid? That took us so long to beat to get to the end.
Yes.
Like, what, years?
Years. Because we kept losing the passwords.
Damn.
That game was hard.
That was a hard game.
I remember.
What was the game with the guy running forever and never went anywhere?
3D World 3D Runner.
Forrest Gump? I'm a smart man. I know what
tastes like cigarettes.
She tastes like cigarettes. Sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant.
That dude was running forever, and he never got anywhere.
That game is so cool. Yeah. I'm surprised we didn't get epilepsy and shit from all that.
What game is that? What the fuck?
3D World Runner.
It was for Nintendo.
It was like instead of a side scrolling, it was like forward scrolling.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah.
It was badass.
Now, Nintendo's only thing we ever played was like Tecmo Bowl, dude. My friend Milo got it one year. Bro,
yeah.
we were every fucking day in the summer, bro. We would have tournaments. We'd start fighting. Throw the controller when you would lose. You'd be like, fuck. Everybody pitch in like a dollar or two.
There was one time my uncle was he kind of had like custody of his wife's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, we were playing. Oh, what game was it? Mario Kart? And he got frustrated, and he bit the cord. He's like, ah!
What?
And it fucking electrocuted, like, shot him back. Like, it fucking burned. There was a burn mark on the controller,
on
like, plug part, and on his lip and his asshole. Yeah, dude. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, fucking crazy. Shocked his ass.
What the hell?
Yeah, dude.
Did he wear a helmet?
No, he just...
He didn't call 911.
No, he came too, but I was like, oh, fuck.
That's hilarious.
He's all shaking for 5 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, we used to get crazy, dude, when we play video games, man.
Okay.
Crazy,
I would play with these two, and...
We'd smoke his ass.
We'd do the WWE wrestling.
Oh, my God.
The Mario Kart.
Is that why you would practice at night when they go to sleep?
No, that was the very first one.
Do you remember? There was one, because in WWF Raw... it has the characters you're selecting, the wrestlers. And there was one where it shows the city they're from, or state or whatever. And when you go to, I think it was Doink, Bubbles was like, what? Because it's like, you know, San Francisco or Chicago and Houston. And then when it got to Doink, it was like, where's Unk? Unk? And I'm like, unknown? But I could see because you're reading all these normal, and then you're like, what the fuck? And I was like,
then you shot back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she poison my toothbrush?
I played a lot of games with you guys growing up. Yeah. Your mom, not so much. She was more reserved.
You also played a lot of games while we were trying to sleep, so I was fucking
practicing. Yeah, because the kids nowadays wouldn't even do. They would die with our video games, like Nintendo and Atari, because now they're like, it's pictures. All realistic, like stupid. They got into the Fortnite craze again.
Oh yeah.
And like I was like, I was working. I go upstairs to check on the kids, and the little one's in her room, and she's just like, "Fuck!" cussing and and then I go, "What's wrong with you? Why? Well, calm down." She's like, "I'm trying to kill this guy. This guy." I go, "Here. Come here, you know how to shoot, shoot me. What's the best way to kill someone?" I was like, "I can't tell you that, but look, let me see. Look," and he's like, "Go shoot." She's like, "Ugh, why are you, like, trying to load? I'm trying to load my gun." I'm like, "Why are you fucking loading? You haven't shot anything. Like, what are you doing?" She's like, "Oh, okay." And then she started, and then later on she's like, "Yeah, you were right. Why am I trying to load my gun? It should be fully loaded." I go, "Yeah.
It's ready. Yeah, ready to go."
Like, yeah, I started being able to kill more people like that. And I was like, there you go.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny because we'll be downstairs doing whatever, and they'll be upstairs playing their games. All we hear is, "Hey!"
Yeah, different too.
They're like yelling and going crazy. And I'm like,
"Yeah, we used to do that."
Yeah, because N's there now, so it's like, O-N, and then the little one, and they're like, she's in her room yelling, and then the other two are in the other room fucking yelling. Yeah. And they're like,
talking shit.
Yeah, and then at night when we're going to bed,
dude,
this one crashes out like a log, and I'm like, I'll be asleep, bro, and I just hear fucking yell, so I get up, what the fuck was that? And I'm like, and then I have to go make sure, it's the fucking kids, not someone breaking in, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, it got real bad where we would play online, and we'd have tournaments and stuff, and we'd go to one of the guys' houses or apartments, and we'd just play all night, right, online, and we would do shit talk. Like, the game would be done, and we would just be in the lobby talking shit
the whole night,
for like hours, and be like, "Fucking, here's my address. Come over here, you punk bitch," and just be talking shit. And like the parents would get involved. Put your fucking mom on. Like, dude, now you get banned. Like, because they can't do that. But back before, we would talk mad shit back and forth. And I remember when PS3 first came out, I was one of the only guys, because I was working, and I think I actually returned some school books to UTSA to get the grant money back, like refunded, so I could buy my PS3. And this was like the PS3 Fats. And at the time it was, what's the name of the game? Resistance.
Barbie.
Britney's Dance Beat.
With the mall. Barbie Mall.
Yeah, Barbie Mall.
Yeah.
It was Resistance, which was an FPS shooter. And I remember I was getting good at this game, dude. And people would send me messages like, "Yaks, he's hacking, you're a fucking cheater." And I was just like, nope. I was with my buddy one night, and we were playing, and he was watching me, because it's a one player, and the match starts, and like, just for whatever reason, I always would throw a fucking grenade, just out of habit. So the match is like, countdown, 3, 2, 1. I would just toss a nade, and this dude straight up on the screen runs, steps on it, boom. So like, as soon as the game started, it's like, noobs in the lead. And they're like, "Hacks, like, how is that possible?" And I'm like, "Get fucking wrecked." We just talked so much shit. It was great.
I never continued playing. I stopped playing when I was like 12, and then I just, but a lot of people like my age, like my friends and I, are like, dude, get a fucking job, bro. Do something.
Some of them make money,
dude.
Though, man. But okay, a very, 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 yeah, very small percentage.
Like less than 2%, but
But for the most part, it's recreational.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, you're on the couch playing games, and your chick's in the room fucking
with the pool,
with Bob.
I like to play the dance games.
Oh, the dance one's fun, yeah.
DDR?
All the kids, when they were younger, we used to fucking
play Just Dance.
Oh, that one. That's the newer stuff, yeah.
Shit, that was fun.
All we had was fucking pinball machines and You didn't have one in your living room. You had to go somewhere. Yeah.
Marbles rocks, and jacks.
Rocks and sticks.
So how would it be back then? It would be an actual arcade or just like a pinball machine in like a pizza shop or what?
Yeah, you would have the pizza shops and then you would have like the arcade and the game rooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Attached
to
it.
Gas stations, grocery stores.
Yeah, because the arcade started like in the 70s, like mid-70s.
Yeah.
I think like the it was like 72, 73 and then...
The bowling alleys all had games.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, the bowling alley on the south side one had a shitload. And then there was another one
on
military. Yeah, and then Chuck E. Cheese. Plus the Diddle Room.
Plus the Diddle Room.
Plus the Diddle Room.
That's everyone's favorite game in that Diddle
if
Room.
If I knew that that the Diddle Room over here on 410 was that good, I would have came over here.
You would have worked at Chuck E. Cheese.
Shit, I would have been diddling Bubbles, dude, in her fucking mouse outfit.
that stinky, sweaty mouse outfit.
Yeah. A little beastality, huh?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Give me that cute little nose right here.
Look, you're into furries.
Get over here, Houdini. Yeah.
Yeah, but she'd get away from your ass by crawling up into the tunnel.
She'd go into your ass. Get up there.
I don't remember if we talked about it. I think we did talk about it in that episode about when I was making out with one of my girlfriends at the time at Blockbuster, and one of my coworkers was on break. Like, she came into the back room.
What the
and
hell?
And so she just sees me and my girlfriend at the time, like, walking out of
the bathroom. Oh, shit.
And she's like,
I smell sex.
What y'all doing?
Candy. Yeah.
You know, it's something you'll never experience.
Dang.
Fucking Karen.
Dang. Whoa. Go help those name people. I'm going to go smoke outside.
No, her name was actually Karen. She was into our friend. And, we would give him a bunch of shit about
Damn.
It.
We're
like, you just
know,
fucking give her a ride home,
terrible
dude.
Now, like, if your name is actually Karen. Because
it
has it
does.
Such a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Negative. Connotation.
Yeah.
Negative connotation.
Yeah. But you have to think it's that way because it has been so...
Normalized.
Yeah, like it's often the case.
Yeah, it happens.
These assholes happen to be named Karen, which means that there's a good 90% chance that you're a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
90%.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember arcades, dude. Arcades were the best, man. At the mall. Fuck. They were so
because
yeah.
with pinball machines, all you... I mean, the benefit of just getting the high score. Mm-hmm.
But
right?
it was fun. They were fun
Well,
to
you
play.
Would get free games, too. Like, you could make a quarter last
a
long time.
It was fun.
If you
I
didn't
remember
suck.
Pinballs. Yeah, pinball. I always wanted one.
A pinball machine?
Yeah. With like I want to get like a pinball machine, the Galaga game.
Oh, Galaga was fun.
I loved that game. And then like a Pac-Man one.
I would. You know what I would want is Operation Wolf.
Is that the one that
the little helicopter?
Is that the one that would shoot aliens?
It was like the ship one.
Spaceship?
And it would shoot, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you would do the, and it would have like the little bees and the little flying, Yeah, I remember that game. Then I remember Mortal Kombat 2 when that shit came out.
I think for our generation, we were like really in between the pinball machines.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You were like,
Because for me, the pinball machines really didn't show up until we were like bowling in the, late
70s. Yeah, like mid-70s.
We never went to arcade and played fucking games when we were in high school or anything.
No, but y'all had arcade games, right, in the 70s? No. No, well, because what, you were like in the 60s, so yeah, it would be like mid-70s.
I never went to any.
No? Yeah, because I think they became, I think they became like popular like in the 80s, like in the early 80s.
Right.
Like late, if anything, they had arcades, but they weren't really arcades. They mainly had pinball machines.
Yeah.
And then,
Because I was already married making babies at that time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think arcades
like
popped up in the
80s. Yeah, it was in the 80s. I remember like probably like 82, 83, 84 when we would go to the bowling alley with my parents. Because my mom used to bowl in a league too in the 80s.
Yeah, because if you think about it, what really...
There was arcade games, yeah.
Like what, interrupted the arcade industry really bad was the introduction of the Nintendo.
Yeah, the Nintendo.
Because
once
the
Nintendo
NES
came out,
released,
that's
when it really shook up all the like arcade style because everyone had home consoles now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and we'd play
the shit out
of them.
You could stay home. You didn't have to go to the mall because we would go to the mall just to play the arcade, go watch a movie, and then go to the arcade game and spend like $5. You play there all day.
We would do also Yonoid. The Domino's game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that one.
Poor C. We need to get her into gaming.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
I tried. I almost got her to join Final Fantasy XI.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, she asked me.
What about the D&D?
She
didn't want to be a groomer?
She didn't want to be. Yeah. So we were.
What a waste of time.
I almost.
Nerd!
Really?
Geek!
Really? We all have the same 24 hours a day. What are you doing with your time?
Oh, shit.
Not that.
Sleeping? What a waste.
Wow. Shots
dang.
Right.
Hey, let's not get into
running,
that.
Running, oh. Bike riding.
Hey, if there's one thing this one can do, it's fucking sleep.
Damn.
That face.
Damn. I can also do a lot of other stuff that you
yeah.
can't.
Yeah, fucking bang.
Hey, like touch my toes. Whoa. Hey. Why you gotta like, be mean? Hey.
Like tie my shoe without taking a deep breath.
Bro, there is one. This one dude.
Plus, some of us have actually need sleep to work.
Oh,
wow.
Shit. Oh, it was that ouch. Route. I thought it was. Oh, I was like going ouch. The other way. Y'all. Shots
no,
fired.
Cause
no, yeah. Yeah.
No, I was just joking. No.
No. No, but for real. No, but
so,
for real.
Dude, this one.
Hey, we're collateral damage, man.
Yeah.
There was one dude that I worked with very briefly, and this guy would be winded for like the
yeah,
most
dude,
basic stuff.
Yeah, it sucked. He probably had like heart problems, dude. Like,
oh, man. He was sweating in an air-conditioned building.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, bro, we got a long night ahead of us.
That's me.
No, I actually played outside.
Yeah. We did too up until I think the gaming stuff really took a hold.
Yeah.
Because even like, I mean, I was in marching band. That was my active stuff. Like, not, you know, before school, weekends. It wasn't until probably like after high school is when I did a lot of the on like gaming at home and staying in and playing 11 till 3 in the morning, then going to IHOP or Denny's and eating a bunch of food and then smoking cigarettes and drinking and getting fat.
Damn.
Fat AF.
Damn.
Mid-20s.
Yeah.
Early 20s.
Because I don't remember, like, I mean, I remember we had the Atari, but we didn't really play all the time. We were outside a lot. Like, I grew up outside playing a lot. And then we got to middle school. Like, I was always in football. And then we played, like, I just remember, like, Nintendo when that came out, like, in the 80s, like, 89, 90 right there. When did it come out?
89,
right?
I think that's when it hit the States.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl. That like we played that our whole freshman year, like in the summer, and then once we got to like freshman, we started playing like freshman football,
nice.
Like high school football.
Yeah.
We just didn't really have a lot of time except for like
right. Sometimes
on the weekends.
Although the games that I really wanted to play were Guitar Hero and the Dance Dance one with the little arrows.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did you ever play them?
Dance Revolution.
What?
Yeah. I never played them. Those were the ones that, like, I would.
Dude, let's get it.
You
got
to come to our house.
Buy
and
it
play
online.
The Just Dance, right? Maybe we should do that on Christmas.
The Just Dance?
That
no,
one's fun.
Dude,
you
Guitar
do
Hero.
It. No, it's hard, dude. I mean, it's nice.
I have Guitar
fun.
Hero.
Yeah.
You have Guitar Hero, Dad?
No, you had it that one time.
No, we need to order. Hey, get it on eBay. Order it on eBay before Christmas.
What, Guitar Hero?
Yeah, so C can play it.
I'm good.
What the fuck?
I just said those were ones that I would have wanted to play.
Well, now you can play them.
Now she's an adult and she's not going to waste
I'm
her time.
Now she's above that.
Yeah.
I'm too good for it.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to waste my time.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, who's got time for that shit, bro?
I'm not going to waste my time on that
who's
game.
Who's got time to play D&D and like be a fucking panty-sniffing gremlin? Fuck that. I mean, you don't have to be a gremlin to sniff panties, bro. Just sniff them. I do it all the time. Fuck it.
Dude, I remember not only
you
don't got
to make an excuse.
Sniff your own.
Hey, shit.
Not only did one
of
the...
That's what a man smells like, huh?
Hey, not only did one of the characters, was he a panty sniffer, but there was one dungeon we were in, and we came across this, like, band of, like, pervert, like, gremlin goblin things, and they had a magazine called Santa's Naughty Helpers, and we would constantly, me and the other guy were constantly stealing it from each other. Like,
oh, my God.
D&D.
Good what shit. The fuck, you fucking nerd.
That sounds like a rap.
You know that ended already, right?
Close the door! Close the door! I'm trying to cross this bridge!
Oh, shit.
So what
did
do you do? What do you do now that you don't have D&D?
Just stare at the paint on the wall.
Just fucking
watch it peel.
I just fuck it. So bored. I could be wasting my time doing D&D.
So you don't. You
know now he works.
That's why you got a job.
Ain't nobody wanting to do that shit.
So you're working until when does D&D start again?
I put in my 2 weeks
next season
before the next D&D session.
D&D returns the spring of 2024.
I'll need to quit before then.
You don't do the Final Fantasy?
He does. I don't have time. I rarely. Like,
then
I just
why do we still pay for it?
So I can rarely hop on.
Oh, shit.
Is it expensive?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do we pay for your haircuts and your hair dyeing shit?
Damn.
That's $40 a month.
That's my point. How much is your shit? How much is your hair?
I don't care.
Yeah, that's what's up. Like $400 a month. Damn.
It doesn't matter. I can get whatever I want.
Damn.
See, thank you.
Am I the only adult in the room?
It would appear so.
You want your hair done?
You want your hair done?
No, and I don't want to play no fucking video games either.
You're the only old person in the room.
Hey, your hair on the right or the left?
Uh-oh. Oh, you should tell the story about when they cut your flag.
No, nobody.
Damn.
The hairstylist snipped it and
you
were pissed.
You're bringing back those feelings.
Yeah, my shoulder.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, you just crossed a fucking line, bro. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm good. We ain't flapping over here.
I for sure, dude, my whole teenage, like late teens into early 20s, I was deathly afraid when I was going to be going bald. And I'd be like, it's coming. Because like you started losing your hair when you were.
In the teens?
15?
Shit.
No, I meant like you're worried about it that young?
Yeah, because I knew like I was going to be going bald like young.
Well, okay, you brought up the flag. Let me tell you a story about the flag you probably don't know.
Okay.
So for a while there, I was selling cars at one of the car dealerships. And all the other sales guys, they said, when you sell your first car, we're going to cut your flag off.
What the fuck?
I quit before that.
Are you serious?
That shit happened.
Are you serious?
No,
you never sold a car?
True story. They
when
said,
you sell.
When you sell your first car, we're going to cut off your flag. So I quit.
Is it at that place?
And then the stupid ass stylist cut the shit off.
Damn. What happened? Tell us what happened. How did you react?
Why would she cut it off? She just did.
She was just
wait, what? How does that happen? How the fuck do you allow that? Like you were probably asleep knowing your ass. You were like,
literally, this is a perfect setup. She goes, snip. Oh no.
Oh,
yeah, she fucked up.
What?
Oh, no.
I'd still have my flag today if it wasn't for the stupid bitch.
No, it looks better like that.
You could grow it back.
But man, yeah, no, the guys at the car dealership said, yeah, we're going to cut your flag. We're going to hold your ass down and cut your flag off.
Oh, my God. Wow, like,
that's hilarious.
Like a good old-fashioned hazing.
Is that at that one place that we talked about?
Oh, the one off 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That place is fucking trash.
Yeah, it is. Don't buy a car there.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe how hard they worked you at that place.
Yeah.
Like the hours on
life, man. Yeah, no,
it
fuck that.
It sucked.
Yeah. So, yo, here's how I quit. Okay,
let's hear it.
So, if somebody came in there, we closed at 9. But if somebody came in there at 8:45 and wanted to test drive by a car, stayed for the whole fucking process. And you know how long the process takes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. So one night, I was ready to go, and I was still in training, so I was under one of the other sales agents. So I wasn't going to get credit for this shit. I wasn't going to get nothing. And this couple came in, and they wanted to buy a fucking car, and it's 9 o'clock at night, and I was, peace out. So I started walking off the lot. We had to park way far away off one of the side streets. And the manager's running after me. He's like, hey, come back. Nope, I'm done, dude.
Fuck you.
And I went home and never went back.
Yeah, that place is trash.
Yeah.
Buddy of mine started working there.
So they wanted you to stay?
Yeah. But we had you had no life. You were there from morning to night.
Yep.
Six days a week.
On your feet the whole time.
Oh, yeah. And then I had to get special permission to wear a hat. Because we were outside. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
it was brutal.
They fucked up, man. So they told us we had to drive all the cars. So you know what the cars drove like. So I was driving all the cars. And they had some had some Hellcats.
Hell yeah. So you lit them up?
So I was like, you said drive all the cars. So I went through all the bullshit cars. And then came down to the Hellcat. Grabbed the keys, fired that bitch up.
Hell yeah.
Oh, they had alarms on them.
So, did you get to drive it?
Hell yeah. I took it down the access road, jumped onto 410, circled around.
Got up to 120.
But it's got that damn supercharger.
Yeah.
So it takes a while for it to kick in. It's gone. But this one takes. But when it kicks in, that bitch kicks in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hook hits.
Oh, it's low. Oh, so I bring it back, roll it into the parking lot, park it, walk into the office, and the managers were there. They were pissed. And because they didn't want Miles to get racked up on the Hellcats.
Really? On fucking, like, 5 miles of driving.
I didn't get fired or anything. We don't test drive Hellcats. It's like, I've got an SRT8. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
You know.
You should have drove it to work.
I mean, they should have said that too. Oh, test drive all of them except for the Hellcats. Yeah, so, but if you didn't specify, then it's on you.
Yeah, so I took that bitch out, man.
Yeah.
But they knew it was gone because they had trackers on them.
Yeah, of course.
Dang.
That's hilarious. Damn. Yeah,
I did a lot of shit there.
How long were you there? Oh, like a couple months? A
couple months. Yeah. Too long. Three months at the most.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. I remember we went to go pick you up, I think, one time. Mm-hmm. And it was late. That was like 9:30 or almost 10.
Fuck
like,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
With my current role, it's the long days are pretty rough just because it's like Saturdays, open to close, 9 a.m., 9:30 p.m. It's just a lot.
I know those guys. A lot of them, they've worked at that dealership for years, and it's like all the shit you've missed, all the birthdays and anniversaries and weddings and all the stuff.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, even if you're making good money. I was blown away. Like when I saw a video, it was talking about they were asking all these dealership workers of all different ranks, like what they drove and what their car payments were, and I think it was one of the people, I forget what her position was, but she has said she drove a Jeep Grand Wagoneer, and that her payment was like, it was something crazy, like $1,300.
Oh, yeah, because
I was like, get $100,000
vehicle,
out of here.
They're like $105
for a Jeep.
Yes, fully loaded. Yeah, the redesigned ones.
Bro, you might as well get a fucking Lexus.
Yeah.
Why would you get a Jeep?
Off-road.
Well, it's the full size. It's a big full size vehicle. Like,
still a Jeep.
Yeah, I mean,
take that Lexus off road and see the difference.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would. I'd get a fucking Yukon.
One's gonna last. One's not.
I'd get a GMC Yukon.
Yeah, it just blew my mind to hear like this fucking chick's probably not making more than she's definitely not making like six figures, and then to have a payment that's
fucking upper management at dealerships make money, dude.
They do. The lower ones don't, but it's like probably of all your sales force, maybe the top 3% might be banking. The rest are just surviving. Just
making it.
Yeah.
That's
they wanted every fucking car. So somebody comes in there with a brand new car to get an oil change. They wanted you to go sell them a new car. That was the expectation.
That place is fucking trash.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I wouldn't buy a car from that. I wouldn't even get my car there to get it serviced.
Yeah, a buddy of mine went to go work there, and I went to go see him when I got my first Dodge, black Dodge. Right? Yeah, the black one. And I was there, and me and him, like, he's known me for a while, and we're there. But I had already bought, like, another truck from him when he was at the other one on I-10.
Mm-hmm.
And he was cool. We're cool with Testro, blah, blah, blah. And then they ran my credit, and the dude's like, man, your credit's blah, blah, blah. It's because I had just gotten divorced. So I needed to trade that truck in.
Right.
And they started dicking me around, man, and then I told my buddy, Danny, and I go, hey, man, what the fuck? He goes, no, I would just sit here, whatever, and then the fucking sales guy goes in there, dude, the manager, and he starts, I go, no, dude, it's good, and he started getting loud. I go, well, you know what, dude, fuck you. Fucking talk to me like that, motherfucker. No, and then my friend's like, no. He's like, did something to him, and he's like, I go, dude, I'll kick your fucking, dude, I made a big, like, I'll kick your fucking ass in this motherfucker, and everybody got up, and I'm like, bro, I'm the wrong motherfucker, fucking, my friend was like, dude, don't. He didn't mean that because he was like trying to puff up. He was this big dude. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'll see, you know what? I'll be back, motherfucker. And I left. My friend was like, no, dude, I'm sorry. I left mad and he called me, hey, go see this guy over here. So I went to the I-10, went in there. I'm like, that was Asher. Remember Chris Asher? He was cool, dude. I went in there. I go, hey, man, Danny sent me. He's like, yeah. Let me see, man. Let me run your credit. And I was just like, what the fuck? Man, this dude, I was outside, bro. This dude comes out, bro, any truck you want a lot. I go, what the fuck? Dude, they wanted me to put $5,000 down over here.
Fuck with you.
Yeah,
and
all this bullshit, dude.
Jump through all
the BS. And then I go, what the hell? Dude, are you fucking with me? Like, did he tell you? No, man. dude, your credit score, it was like a,
it was good.
Dude, it was good. I was like above 700.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to take. Yeah, you can get anything, bro. Anything you want. And dude, I ended up financing a truck. Fucking low down payment.
That you wanted.
Yeah, it was like 5.3%, dude, I financed. And these dudes are trying to get me at 12.
With the 5K down payment.
With 5K.
Yeah, what they would do is, even if you went in there with good credit, they'd treat you like you had shit credit. Yeah. So they come in and we can get you this at this percentage and then back and forth. And then they bring in the next guy and he comes in there. Well, we can cut this and we can do this and bring your payment down. And then that doesn't work. And then they bring in, they got a process. And
yeah.
This shit takes forever.
But that place is
trash.
That's why I like CarMax, bro. They don't fuck around. Like, dude, they didn't. You just go in there and like they tell you what you're going to, like now, like I got this truck, man, dude, that. And the dude was telling, right, my friend was telling me how they, like, the big dealerships, he showed us all the offers when they came back. Like, here, these are all the different ones. Which one do you want? Mm-hmm. So the same thing happens at dealerships, but the difference is if you get, like, a 5%, right, and then they pay, like, $1,200 to the dealership, right? Mm-hmm. But then they get a 7%, and then they pay $2,500 to the dealership. Guess which one they're going to tell you got approved for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's all, like...
Dude, so we didn't fuck with any of that. Like, we went to USAA. The rates weren't the best. Yeah. We went to Security Service. We had exactly, like, here's how much you can get, and this is what, you know, the rate would be.
Yeah.
Done.
No, I'm not at that level, bro.
No, I mean, No, you can do it. It's just like...
Yeah, but you got to have good credit. Yeah, my credit's fucking fucked, but yeah.
I don't think you have to have good credit.
Hell yeah, dude. I've tried it. I tried my
you
fucking
tried
credit union.
You tried to go to a bank first and then see
And I didn't get pre-approved.
Did you get pre-approval?
Yeah. I only got pre-approved with Capital One one time.
Yeah.
They pre-approved me. That's the only time I've been pre-approved.
This is great. Yeah, that dealership's fucked up.
Yeah, they're fucking so the worst, sucks, dude. They're the worst.
They had the back lot. You had, like, your front used cars. Yeah. And you had the shops. And you had the back lot, which was all the way in the back and against the fence. And these cars, you know, doors missing, flat tire. Yeah. They're all fucked up. And somebody would come in there. And you, how much you want to spend for a car? Oh, I was thinking about spending $5,000. Okay, well, let's go look. You take it to the fucking
to the back lot.
It's
to the junk lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That place is trash, bro. It's crazy.
Now, if you want to spend a little more, let's go to the front lot. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they dig around too much over there. That place was. I was so upset, dude. Yeah, and then that dude. I told that dude when I was over there at the other place. They were like, he was like, "What happened?" Because. And, you know, Danny told me, like, don't fuck around with you. And I'm like, bro. He's like, I know, Dan. Danny said you were going to shoot someone. I was like, no, I was going to shoot him. He goes, no, he was afraid you were going to. That's why he followed your truck. I'm like, oh, no wonder. He walked around the way to my truck.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, dude, at that other place, they're awesome, dude.
It's uncalled for. Yeah,
I mean, especially if they're rude and you're the one that's going to buy it.
Exactly.
Like
they're doing me a favor.
Customer.
Yeah, I told you, dude, you're doing me a fucking favor. Fuck you. And, dude, and here I was thinking my credit was all fucked up. The dude's like, dude, you got like a 7-something. I was like, yeah. That was, motherfuckers, like,
dude, that was one thing I never understood in retail places. Like, I can't forget if it was Macy's or Neiman Marcus or one of these places, and they gave me like fucking attitude and a bunch of looks, and I was thinking like, fuck you, like, bro, you're the one working here, and I'm the one spending money here. Like, how are you gonna try and make it seem like I'm the nope.
You
sorry.
You got looks.
Yeah,
I get looks every time I go in.
Yeah,
it's so stupid.
I call that the pretty woman moment. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
You remember me? Big mistake. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like they just always. Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude. Like, you don't know.
Dude, you get that?
That's
how I do when I get
like,
there.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you're like, you look white.
Yeah.
No, like I guess maybe because I don't look like their clientele that they see it often. But I'm like, dude.
Yeah,
you work here.
Yeah.
Like, you're the one making $12 an hour. Like, don't act like you're better than me. What the fuck?
It's a good old days. You walk in, they're just looking up down. Oh, I go, I want to see that cologne, Oh, well, this way. Okay, and then I just pull out a big ass stack, dude. And just, oh, we also got, you get a free bag.
No, thanks.
Like, oh,
no thanks.
Like, fucking titties pop out the bras, like, real quick, dude. Like, oh, yeah, bitch.
Real fast.
Yeah, like. Yeah.
Well, I went to Macy's in Ingle Park Mall, so I didn't have that problem.
Oh, shit.
I blended in, I guess.
You went to the ghetto.
Here, man, here's a coupon for 20%
right?
off.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm fucking ghetto and I don't even go to that mall, dude.
Hey, all of a sudden, the saleswoman is like in National Lampoon's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got this high cut. You see this? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Actually, I can't even remember what store. I think it was Neiman Marcus or whatever. Yeah. I walked in, and I'm like, oh, yeah, can't afford this shit. Let me walk out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, it's legit. Like, I'm getting judged, but they're right.
Yeah. Like Golden rule, man. How bad customer service has gotten in the past 5 years since COVID.
Dude, it's gotten so bad.
It's gotten really bad. Yeah.
Bad.
These motherfuckers just stare at you.
Pissed off when they're working. And
yeah. They don't even say anything. They're doing you a favor. Like, bitch, you're the one. Yeah, like you said, you're working here for fucking $12 an hour.
That's right, dude.
Me like
sucking
this,
my
bitch.
Dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on lunch, motherfucker. What you doing? What you doing? Working a 12-hour shift for $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Trading those hours for
make
dollars.
That shit in 3 hours. Like, yeah, people are fucking assholes, dude.
I just don't understand how there's not a... And really what it is it falls onto management.
No accountability. No one's held accountable.
Yeah, no one's telling them, hey, smile.
Hey, what the mm-hmm. fuck? What
the fuck
are you
fuck
doing?
You
talk to mm-hmm. them like that, yeah.
No, it's because you hurt feelings. That's why.
What do you mean? Oh, if you reprimand them?
Yeah,
yeah.
They get all...
They
yeah.
get hurt in the... Yeah. They get sand in their vagina.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, that would probably hurt because I've gotten sand in my balls and it hurts.
Oh, my God.
All right, everyone. Thanks for checking out another episode of the Back in Our Day podcast. We hope you enjoyed this one and have a very Merry Christmas. Also, have a safe and happy New Year. And we will see you at the next episode. I think we have big plans for 2024. I'm trying to get back on track. And it's been a little hectic this last couple weeks. So thanks for your patience. We'll see you at the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Later.
Lates.